This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
You know, when you play a team back to back, they kind of know your tendencies. Understand what we're trying to get accomplished. But this is a good test. You know, early in the season, whereas we're still trying to come together. Offense, you know, it's still coming together. We want to play better offensively, but I was happy with the way our defense played throughout the night.
And it seemed one of the things Doc talked about was Jason Terry got extended minutes in large part because of what he was doing defensively. Talk about his contributions tonight.
Well, that's what we asked of him. You know, he's going to come in. He's asked to be a good scorer. We look to go to him. He's going to guard, you know, guys oftentimes it's going to be bigger to them, but, you know, we asked him to pressure the ball, and he could do both. We asked him to do a lot of everything. He can handle, he can play off the ball, he's going to guard bigger guys, and he's our six-man leader off the bench, and he showed it tonight.
Is there a greater sense, Paul, of comfort this year that if one of the big three guys has an off night, there's more than enough options to kind of carry the load?
Well, we know we have guys that are capable. You know, it's just about getting it together still. You know, like I said, our offense is definitely behind our defense just as far as our chemistry. And I think that's going to come. I think we have too many weapons. You know, guys have to get comfortable with the system that we implemented, and it will get better and better.
What can you say about Brandon and overtime, Paul? Those are pretty big minutes, pretty big points in big time minutes.
Yeah, you know, I think the key was him. He just didn't think. He just went out there and played as hard as he could. You know, sometimes he gets the situation where he's overthinking the game instead of playing on his instincts, and I thought he did a good job of that tonight. And, you know, he made some crucial baskets. You know, he got the ball over on the wing, and he didn't think twice. He saw that lane open, went to the basket, drove, got a big layup for us, and that's the Brandon we like.
And Wilcox tonight just didn't play a ton of minutes, but they were big.
Yeah, Wilcox really changed the game for us. I mean, it was a tie game until he came in there, and then once he – I think he played about four, five straight minutes, and he pushed the lead to like six or eight just with his energy defensively and offensively. You know, there's going to be nights where some guys aren't going to play, and there's going to be nights where guys get the call, you know, maybe sitting there all night, but when they get the call, they got to be ready, and that was an example tonight.
What about the trapping defense? You guys worked on it a little bit yesterday in practice, obviously. You see the effects that it had late in the fourth quarter. You had a big steal in the overtime. I believe it was off the traffic situation in the center court.
That was just a read right there. That wasn't nothing that was planned. You know, our trapping really comes on the post with our digs when you get a guy who has it going, who gets it deep. And sometimes you have to play like that. You know, I saw him with his back to me, and I was able to, you know, snuff it out. But I like the aggression that our defense played with tonight. All right, you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.